The Australian Road Cycling Championships were held in Ballarat last week, and as usual, Tasmania punches above its weight. Two gold medals to Devonport's Anya Lowe in the under 23 category. She joins me now. Good morning, Anya, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You get to wear the green and gold jersey for 12 months now. How exciting is that?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. I was training very hard for the event, especially the time trial. So, yeah, it's definitely a relief to get that one.
For people that haven't caught up with the news, you won the time trial and also the criterium in the under-23s.
Yeah, the time trial was probably the one that I was focusing on. And the criterium, it was a happy surprise, but also felt bad because I was heading into the race going to work for my teammate, Alexandra Martin-Wallace, but after some bad luck during the race with her getting caught up in a crash, we shifted the roles and I was kind of the backup plan.
So the criterium wasn't one that you were expecting, but I remember at Burnie a couple of years ago in a women's open criterium where you actually led them by half a lap, went out early and actually blew them away. So criteriums are nothing strange to you, are they?
Yeah, I do love a good crit, but it definitely wasn't one that I was expecting this year.
What was the course like at Ballarat? Is it one you've done before? Are you familiar with the territory over there?
Yeah, the course has been the same for a number of years now. It's kind of like a hot dog course. So the straight that we finish on is an uphill, and then you do a U-turn, and then it's a descent on the other side. So, yeah, it's quite a hard course, especially if it's windy and hot, which it was. So, yeah, it suited a select small group of riders that went up the road and then we sprinted from that group.
Obviously, with the crit or the criterium, game plans, you have to plan tactics and things like that as well. But when it's a time trial, it's just you out there on your own against the clock, isn't it? That must be a lot harder.
Yeah, I mean, time trial is more pure physiology. So, you know, how good your power is and how good your speed is out on the bike. But the course is very technical at Nationals in Ballarat, so we had to have a good race plan about where we were going to push hard on the course as well.
Now, for people who haven't been following your story, of course, you're riding professionally now or semi-professionally. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's just a semi-professional team based on the Sunshine Coast. So I've moved from Tasmania to Queensland 2 years ago, and I've started doing a university degree up there.
Okay, well, so where do you hope that it'll take you eventually, both the career, I guess, and the cycling, perhaps?
Well, hopefully I'll be heading to Europe in the next few years and hopefully can race on the European scene over there. That's where all the big races are at. And in the meantime, I'll just chip away at my degree as well.
So you're just 21 now, so you've still got a couple of years in under 23s to go.
Yeah, so how it works is I'm turning 22 years this year, so it's my last year in under 23s. So I was happy to get those results in my last year.
I mean, what do you put your improvement down to over the last few years? You know, like you're almost to elite level now. What's been the secret to getting you there?
There's nothing really that I do that's that different to anyone else. I think I've just been slowly chipping away over the years, and then just keeping healthy as well is a really, really good one. I haven't had any bad luck in training or races in the last few years. So, yeah, that's definitely helped me. You know, haven't had many setbacks. So,
and do you do any track cycling at all now? Is that all in the distant past?
No, so I'm just focusing on the road at the moment, and I do a bit of gym on the side as well to keep my body healthy.
Okay, so what's next for you on the calendar this year?
I think I'm going to have a little break after this summer, and then we've got the first women's Melbourne to Warrnambool coming up, which is the longest race in Australia. So I'll probably rock up there and give it a crack and see what happens.
Okay, it's at 250 kilometres or something, isn't it?
It's 170 for the women and right, 250 for the men.
Yeah, it's a long way. It looks downhill on the map, but I'm sure it's not. So it'll be a tough one. You'll have to do a lot of training for that, no doubt.
Yeah, fair bit of training. Make sure I eat lots on the bike.
Well, we're very proud of you as a Devonport girl, as a Tasmanian. You've got the green and gold jersey to wear for 12 months in two categories, which is fantastic. Congratulations once again. Good luck for the rest of the season, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.